We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you, and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Will Donald Trump pick Ron DeSantis as his vice president? It is the question on everybody's minds, and we are going to get into it. This is Can't Cancel Rob Smith. All right, guys. So look, this is, I try to take social media breaks during the weekend, but something has been blowing up all of my feeds. So I have to give my take on this conversation. The question at hand is, will Donald Trump pick Ron DeSantis as his vice president? First of all, if you are listening, you can catch Can't Cancel Rob Smith on iHeart Podcast, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. And also Problematics, follow me on YouTube at Can't Cancel Rob Smith. We got video shows going out twice a week for you guys. They're very well produced. We're spending a lot of money on it. We got the thumbnails. We got all of that stuff. So definitely go to youtube.com/@Can't Cancel Rob Smith. So let's get into this. The reason that everybody is bringing up that Trump may pick DeSantis as his vice president is based on this New York Post article, which has basically said that Governor Ron DeSantis has agreed to campaign for Donald Trump. They met in my town of Miami, wasn't invited. That's okay. Trump World's not a fan of me right now, which is, they're not generally a fan of anybody that tells the truth, but that's neither here nor there. They met in Miami, according to sources, and DeSantis has agreed to campaign for Donald Trump. So before I get into what I think about all of this stuff, like, we really have to break down why everybody is so shocked by this. So here's the thing. This is what I like to say a lot. Twitter is generally for political junkies, media people, and political figures. It's not somewhere where the vast majority of the American public spends their time on. So they're probably not aware of how nasty things got on Twitter during the primary when Ron DeSantis was running for the nomination during the primary. It got really, really nasty between Trump loyalists and people that were perceived to be pro-DeSantis. I was, for whatever reason, because I live in Miami, because I talk about how great Florida is, because I talk about how efficiently Florida is run, which it is run very efficiently, for some reason, I was kind of tagged as some sort of proto-DeSantis supporter, and I was a DeSantis influencer, and this is who I really wanted in the primary and all that stuff. It was false. I didn't endorse in the primary. I wasn't working on anybody's campaign in the primary. And honestly, to tell you the truth, and I'll be completely honest, I would never endorse anybody. I would never use my platform to endorse anybody unless I was all about it and I was being compensated, because that's like who I am. And I'm just going to be very clear about that. So you're never going to see me in a primary, mind you. When the nominee is picked, the nominee is picked. And if I decide that I'm going to go that way in the certain election, I'll be like, yeah, well, this is the choice. But in a primary, I'm never going to use my platform to endorse any primary candidates unless I'm officially on the payroll and officially on the ticket. Like, you guys call it grifting, you call it whatever you want. I'm just being all the way real. There's no reason for me to attract all of that negativity if there's nothing to gain from it. Like what? So anyway, the Trump versus DeSantis primary got really, really nasty. Really nasty. There's a lot of people, you know, that I'm not particularly a fan of. Like, I think that Laura Loomer is a lunatic. I think that she's a drag on Donald Trump. I think that nobody takes her seriously. I just think that she's a weirdo. And she was one of the chief arbiters of like a lot of this nastiness on Twitter. And so this is the biggest shock to people. The shock to people is that DeSantis and Trump have actually met, and DeSantis has agreed to campaign for Trump. So what does this mean? First of all, this means that people are coming together and starting to play nice again, which is good. It is good for any political party, whether it's Republicans or Democrats. It's good to present a united front, especially leading into an election season. Say what you want about these Democrats, but there's been a few people, and mind you, it has always been political commentators, not political figures, that have sort of started dropping the crumbs about, well, you know, Biden is too old, Biden is this, Biden is that. But you've never seen a political figure really come out and say, oh, Biden is too old, we shouldn't be going with him, right? So it's very good for the Republicans to present some form of unity moving forward. I think it's a very good thing. I think it's a good thing. I think it's good that Ron DeSantis will campaign for Trump. I think it's a very good thing. Number one, there are a lot of people, and again, this is a terminally online Twitter thing. This is not a thing that's in real life. Like, DeSantis has these people. And these are not DeSantis staffers, by the way. Like, I am not talking about anybody that is working for Ron DeSantis under any official capacity right now. I'm talking about people on Twitter that purely identify themselves as Ron DeSantis supporters. And a big part of their online personality is boosting up Ron DeSantis, talking about how much better than Trump he is, talking about how much more of a conservative than Trump he is, talking about how he's more serious, his people are more serious, we're the adults in the room, yada, yada, yada. Honestly, like, a lot of these folks become super, super, super annoying if you're exposed to too many of them. A lot of these people follow me on Twitter because of whatever it is that they perceive me to be. That has nothing to do with anything that I've said or done. It just, whatever, right? So a lot of these people follow me. I find them to be extremely annoying. I find the super, super duper pro MAGA, pro hard Trump people to be equally annoying because, to tell you the truth, I've been at this for a while now, and when you've been at this for the period that I've been at this for, like, I've been doing this for about 5 years at this point, and I've done the Trump boosting, and I've done the rah-rah Republican Party thing, and I've done the throwing out red meat to super hardcore Republicans that follow me. Obviously, this is something that I've become bored with, and the only thing that's really interesting to me right now with the platforms that I have is to really having serious conversations about having adult conversations. And any conversation that is particularly focused on a personality instead of a policy is, by its definition, kind of unserious, right? And so the DeSantis versus Trump people sniping on Twitter has gotten bad and it got ugly and it got all these different things. So I think that this speaks to me is that a lot of this stuff is over. Like, I personally talked to people in both camps where maybe things have gotten, you know, things have gotten a little messier and dramatic on social media than like they needed to be. And it just, everything is cool with everybody. Like, everybody has a role to play, whether my role is just to basically tell people that leftism is horrible. I don't think it's an effective use of my platform to be talking about any political personalities in terms of, like, I'm talking about a football team. You know, I just don't think it's mission focused and I don't think it makes any sense. But this really does lead to the party seeming like it is coming together. And the party coming together and the party having a lot of unity, being literally what 4 months out from the Republican National Convention, you know, people need to come together and just be adults, right? And I think that that's what people need. If you spend too much time on Twitter, you will realize that it is a very childish platform. It is a platform that inspires people to have overly emotional outbursts. By the way, I'm personally not immune to that. All right. It's a platform that if you spend too much time on there, it just becomes weird and not mission focused and all that stuff. So what I'm saying is that now it seems like there's unity. It seems like people are growing up. Great. Now, when I think about this, I'm always thinking back to when Nicki Minaj was on the VMAs and she kind of like called out Miley Cyrus. She was like, now to, anyway, tangent. Now, does this mean, and you know what, before I even get into the question at hand, the second thing that this means is that DeSantis is a team player. It means that he hasn't taken anything that has gone on in the primary personally. He hasn't taken any of the nastiness from the hardcore Trump boosters. He hasn't taken any of that nastiness personally. His people don't seem to have taken it personally. They do seem to understand that Trump is the nominee. And that winning the election is the most important thing in the world right now, more important than, you know, people's podcasts and their access to Trump and all this boosting and all this other stuff. Like, winning the election is the most important thing. So how do they do that? Well, the thing that you're going to need to do that is money. And Ron DeSantis in Florida, I will tell you, I live in Florida. I'm coming to you from Miami Beach right now. As a matter of fact, probably going to go to the beach after I'm done with this podcast recording, because that's what living in Miami is like. Ron DeSantis is very, very, very popular in Florida. Ron DeSantis is popular among Democrats who are over the far left insanity. I know because I talk to these people, because all of my friends and all of my social circles are just not Republicans. They're certainly not people in politics, and they're for damn sure not people that call themselves conservative influencers. I do not have those people in my life. So I'm friends with real people that do not live in weird political world. And weird people are normal people, by the way. Normal people who do not live in weird political world tend to not be normally online, and they tend to not be political junkies. And a lot of some of these people that I talk to that I'm very friendly or friends with are what we would call blue dog Democrats who actually respect what Ron DeSantis has done in Florida. And the sense that you get when it comes to Ron DeSantis in Florida is that the only people who really hate Ron DeSantis here are like super hardcore leftists. And these people tend, like most super hardcore leftists, tend to be either black or gay or both. I've not met a single regular person. And you'll meet people, like I meet people playing tennis in Miami, like I meet people everywhere. And when it comes up, and I do not start the conversation because I do not enjoy talking about politics in my life, but if it comes up and they ask me what I do, say like I'm a political commentator, and what I hear a lot is, I'm not even a Republican, but like I just think that DeSantis is really efficient. So the reason that I brought this stuff up is because I want to give you guys a sense of as somebody that lives in Florida part-time, how extremely popular he is here. And that being said, that popularity is going to translate into the thing that you need to do to win elections, which is to raise money. Now, one of my criticisms of the Trump campaign and the Trump people and the whole thing right now is there is so much money being raised that is going to Trump's legal fees and all the ways that he's being targeted by the left. And you don't have to be a hardcore MAGA booster. You don't have to be a hardcore Trump guy to realize that fundamentally he is being politically targeted by people that do not want to see him become president. That is literally like saying the sky is blue. And my issue with everything that's going on right now is that there's so much money that's being raised for Trump that is going to his legal fees. And that is just a fact. There's a fact that there are literally tens of millions of dollars that have gone to his legal fees that are actually being raised via the RNC right now. That's an issue that I've had. So they're going to have to raise as much money as humanly possible. And Ron DeSantis is a guy that can raise a lot of money in Florida because, like I said, he's very popular here. He's very popular in Florida. And he's also going to need to be able to, with DeSantis in Florida. And in fact, sometimes I got to tell you, and this is going to sound crazy, but I want you to bear with me on this next thought. And this next thought has nothing to do with me personally and my personal thoughts. I truly believe, as somebody living in Florida, that in some ways, in certain circles, DeSantis is even more popular than Trump. So he's going to help Trump raise a lot of money in Florida, which is good because we need money to win elections in America. Now, will Donald Trump pick Ron DeSantis as his vice president? I'll have the answer to that for you right after the break.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
All right, Problematics, welcome back. Now, the question at hand here, the question of this podcast is, will Donald Trump pick Ron DeSantis to be his vice president? In my eyes, that answer is no. That answer is absolutely not. That answer is no chance in hell. Although I would love for it to happen, it just doesn't seem feasible. Okay, so let's break down technically. In order for Donald Trump to pick Ron DeSantis as vice president, by the Constitution, you can't have two states. You can't have a president and a vice president that are both in the same state, right? So Trump would have to, if they did that without Trump changing residency, then they would have to forfeit all of Florida's electoral votes, which obviously they're not going to do because Florida is so deep red that it is practically unwinnable by Democrats. And the reason that it is because Governor Ron DeSantis, as governor of Florida, very aggressively cleaned the voter rolls in Florida. He very aggressively cleaned the voter rolls in Florida. So the voter system in Florida, voting is actually fair and secure in Florida. Voting in Florida is actually fair and secure. Elections are free and fair in Florida. Do not know about all that and all these other 40, all the other 49 states in the union, but in Florida, elections are free and clear because he's cleaned up the voter rolls. So much so that Florida is so red. Florida is so red that Democrats don't even want to touch anymore. It's literally went from a toss-up to deep red. That being said, I do not believe that Trump will pick DeSantis as VP because Trump would have to change his residency to New York and then all this other stuff. Like, I just don't think it works. I've said this before, and I said this during the campaign, during the primary season, when everything got all nasty. I think that Ron DeSantis would make an excellent attorney general. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Oh my goodness, would he make an excellent attorney general? It would be incredible. It would be incredible to see. I think that Ron DeSantis wants to run again in 2028. I think that Ron DeSantis knows that he has to play nice, not only with Trump, but also with the MAGA people. And I know that Ron DeSantis raising money for Trump, particularly in places like Florida, is going to look very good for him. And I think that they probably made some kind of deal. You know, this is politics. You know, they make backroom deals, you know. House of Cards was a documentary. I don't know if you guys know it's a documentary. And I believe that Trump likely made some deal with DeSantis. There's something that DeSantis wants. I think that he would be an excellent attorney general. I can only speculate as to what DeSantis, you know, and his team and all that wants. He probably wants to be attorney general. He could probably be a brutally effective attorney general immediately if Trump gets back into the White House, which I do not know that that's going to happen. There was a period of time where I would have said 100% yes and 100% no. But the closer we get to November, I got to tell you guys, like, I do not know. I absolutely don't know. And I feel like anybody that is telling you that they do know or that they don't know with certainty is really just blustering and really just kind of like being full of it for social media. Like, I honestly, guys, like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. So I do not know whether he's going to be the the president of the United States. Now, another reason that I do not think that Trump will pick DeSantis is because, look, and I'm going to keep it all the way real. Like, I just keep it real about Trump world. Like, I have to. I keep it real about Trump world. And Trump world is super messy. Like, we all know how messy Trump world is. It's like it's messy. It's dramatic. It's chaotic. It's full of people jockeying for attention. You've got the like crazy people running around. Like, Trump world is like crazy. And the DeSantis world, to me, doesn't make the DeSantis world, from the experience that I have had with DeSantis world and the people that I have interacted with in DeSantis world, and when I've met the governor and all these different things that I met the first lady, and from the interactions that I have had, it doesn't seem to be mess. They don't seem to do mess. I don't know. They don't seem to do mess. They do not seem to do mess in DeSantis world. So DeSantis world is not messy, and Trump world is. And I do not see those two worlds interacting with each other as a VP. Like, I just do not see this happening 100%. Would it be a great ticket? Yeah, but I just feel like everybody loses too much in order for that to happen. So I literally just do not see it happening. What I do like about this entire situation is that it seems to have gotten people excited again. It seems like for the first time in forever, somebody's talking about anything other than a Donald Trump court case. Like, I don't know. With the court stuff, I don't think that. And by the way, let me clarify myself. I think that DeSantis going on the campaign trail for Trump is getting everybody excited about this possible VP speculation. The VP thing's not going to happen. DeSantis going on the campaign trail for Trump will happen, and it seems to be getting everybody a little fired up again and a little unified again. And by the way, like I was about to say, this is the first time in, I think, the better part of a week that I've heard Donald Trump's name spoken in a sentence without having anything to do with all these court cases. Because all I was hearing about was court cases, and I got to tell you guys, Problematics, like, I don't know that, like, I have zero interest in talking anything about the Trump court cases, because what can I tell you that Fox News' legal analyst can't tell you? What I don't even know. Like, at this point, I don't even know what he's being sued for. I know there's, like, five different cases. I know that there's all these appeals. Like, I'm confused, honestly. I don't know what he's being sued for. Like, I know that it's BS and it's political persecution. I've always believed it's political persecution. So it's just interesting for me that somebody is speaking of Trump in ways that have nothing to do with all of these BS court cases. So, Problematics, do I believe that Donald Trump will choose Ron DeSantis as his vice president? Not just no, but absolutely not. Do I think that it is a great idea that Ron DeSantis is going to be campaigning for Trump and raising money for Trump? Absolutely. It's good for DeSantis if he runs in 2028, which by all intents and purposes, of course he's going to run in 2028. Like, why wouldn't he? You know? And the only Trump people, by the way, that are, look, the only people who are not going to like Trump world and DeSantis world working together, even though, like I said, it's not going to be in a VP capacity, the only people that are going to have issues with this are the MAGA influencer crazies that, like, have just been super, super, super pro-Trump and, like, turned basically everybody off during the primary. And by the way, Trump world is going to start neutralizing these people very soon if they haven't been already. I think that there were some idiots, like, making memes for them or whatever, and I've heard that Trump world has already cast them out because, like, look, they needed the idiots for the primary. And now they need the serious people for the actual election. That's how I put it. So as the idiots in MAGA world, particularly in MAGA influencer world, as the idiots get neutralized and the serious people kind of, like, you know, the adults start kind of coming back into the room and all that stuff, they're going to need the serious people. And the idiots, I feel like, they were used during the primary and they will be discarded because that is what people do with useful idiots. You know, useful idiots are only useful for so long. And then they have to go back to social media and be idiots because that's the only place that they're relevant. But anyway, it's a good show of unity for DeSantis to be campaigning and raising money for Donald Trump. Trump will absolutely not choose him as his vice president. And those are my thoughts on that. All right, Problematics, thank you so much for joining. Please follow me on youtube.com/@can'tcancelrobsmith. We are going video with this twice a week. And you can always find Can't Cancel Rob Smith on Apple Podcasts, iHeart Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.